So welcome back to Lifeline on your FM 90.3 with me, Ogo Enwarem. I have on the phone this morning my guest, Jacqueline Wheelman from the Family Carers, from Family Carers Ireland. Good morning, Jacqueline.
Good morning, Ogo. Yeah. It's nice to speak to you this morning.
Yeah, thank you. And how are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you. And I'm delighted to have this opportunity to speak to yourself again and to your listeners.
Okay, thank you, Jacqueline. And then to our listeners, Family Carers Ireland used to be known formerly as the Carers Association of Ireland. So this morning we're just going to be talking about their plans for 2016, their upcoming event for March, and then this thing they launched last year, titled the Third Family Carer Scorecard. So Jacqueline, now I'm going to let the ball roll to your side. So first up, just tell us about your plans for this year.
Okay, that's great. Thanks a million, Ogo. I'm delighted to get this chance to speak to your listeners. Family Carers Ireland, as you say, is the new name for what formerly was the Carers Association and Caring for Carers, the two organisations joined together. And one of the things that came out of that was a Carers Weekend that is going to happen on the 10th and the 12th of March in Kerry, in the Mount Brandon Hotel, which everybody has probably heard of. And the Glen Eagles, use the wrong name. It's a great weekend for members of Family Carers Ireland. It's €179. But for non-members who are also carers, it's €229. But it's full board. There's a gala banquet. There's lunch. There's breakfast. There's a free shuttle bus from the train station in Killarney to the hotel. And I think it'll be a wonderful weekend with family carers coming from all over Ireland. So people could have the opportunity to get away from their caring responsibilities and at the same time meet up with like-minded people as themselves.
Yeah, because I think the most important thing here is support and listening to people that are actually going through what you are going through.
Well, you're right there, Ogo, because it's a very lonely place being a family carer sometimes. Because, of course, family carers are trying to respect the dignity of the person they care for. So they aren't going to discuss openly the challenges they face. Perhaps a person who's, you know, not in good form because of their illness. Perhaps the person is incontinent. Perhaps they're becoming verbally or physically aggressive. And family carers will do everything to protect the person, and so others don't know of the challenges they face, the struggle they face, sometimes the suffering because of the loss of the companionship and love of the person that they are caring for. So it can be lonely. It's a wonderful thing to be able to do. And most family carers will say that they are glad to be able to do it. And they do it out of love. And I suppose that's the driving force that keeps them going, even at their darkest moments. But as an organisation, we try and support them. Perhaps when they come to crisis, perhaps when they just need information, or perhaps when they just need a friendly listening ear that's non-judgmental. And perhaps also, of course, we can supply information, such as information about carers' allowance, carers' benefit, carers' grant. And we have, of course, services. One of the best services we have, I think, is a wonderful service. It's our in-home respite service, where our trained staff can go into the home and stay with the cared for person and let the family carer take a break. Now, just as I know where your own station is located there in the General Artane area, at the moment we have staff going into homes in Donnycarney, in Artane, Clasnevin, Santry, Clontarf, Kilbarrick, Beaumont, Ballymun. And they're just some of the areas, and I've only picked those because they're close to where you are. The service is free. The staff are trained. They're professional. They all have Garda vetting. And they can go in. Now, obviously, there can be a waiting list. You apply to the Family Carers Ireland. And when we have hours available, and we've contact you, make an appointment, and there's an introduction. And the same staff member calls to the home every week. So there's a relationship built up between the staff member and the cared for person and the carer. And the family carer is able to go out, go back to bed, do whatever they wish, knowing that the cared for person is being properly cared for by a caring professional.
Okay. And then that brings me to my other question. I'm just wondering, what do the families need to do in order to get the services? Like, what's the application procedure?
Well, they can contact our office our office in the Smithfield area. Okay. Now, I didn't think to write that one down, mm-hmm. but our own office number in Mulhuddart is 086-389-0620. That's 086-389-0620. Mm-hmm. Or they can phone me on 086-0213-798. 086-0213-798, and we'd be happy to take their details and, you know, make whatever arrangements are required. But can I just say two quick things then, okay. Ogo, before we wind up? Mm. We also have training that we run in Buzzardstown in Mulhuddart.
Mm-hmm.
The training is a part of our fundraising, and we're going to start Care Skills, which is one of the essential modules for anyone looking to work in home care. We're starting that in February. It's €295 for the full module, but you can pay it every week. And our tutors are all nurse tutors.
Okay.
Another thing that we always have is fundraising. So I have a bag pack in Super Value and the Howth Road on the 11th of February, and I'm always looking for volunteers who might like to give me an hour or two to do a bit of backpacking, knowing that all the funds are going towards supplying services to family carers in North Dublin.
Okay.
Okay. Any other things that I've overlooked?
Now, I'd like to ask you, when you talked about if they want to avail of your services, so now,
yes.
Are these services restricted to age or the elderly or special needs, or is it just general?
No, our support are for family carers, mm-hmm. no matter what their age or their position in life.
Okay.
It's not a means-tested service,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't matter what age you are. However, some of the services are funded in a way that it requires certain, there are certain requirements to some of the funding we have. So some of it is that, for example, some of the respite service, the funds provided would be for only over 65s.
Okay.
But as a general rule, all of our services are available to any family carers. And even for those who have been family carers and perhaps have been recently bereaved, or perhaps the person has gone to a nursing home, I'd be happy to, chat to them and talk to them, because there's a huge loss sometimes in their lives when the person is no longer needing care, say whether they've passed away or they've gone to a nursing home. So, they were family carers too. If they'd like to come to support groups or avail of the weekend or whatever, we are open to any family carers at whatever stage they're at in their caring role.
Yeah, because I looked at your new website. It looks good and it's very easy to maneuver, and I was to read a couple of stories about mm-hmm. The carers taking care of their family members, and mm-hmm. they are very, very heart-moving stories,
Yes, they are.
And
yes.
And I was just thinking, to have that, it's a difficult, it's a challenge, but you know how we tend to say challenge, or you learn things from it, but it's difficult because it's 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is,
I was looking at the story of the lady. She has two children with a genetic mm-hmm. condition.
Yes.
And then I'm thinking, sometimes we just take things for granted, don't we?
We do indeed. It's particularly our health. We take good health for granted. And sometimes when a person develops a serious illness or is born with a challenging illness, then there is such a loss to the carer. of all the hopes and plans that they had.
Exactly.
Going forward, in addition to the actual practicalities of day-to-day caring.
You know, and there's this other one, I think he's a nurse, and then he had to give up his career to care for his daughter and his wife as well. You know, so which shows that they really need this weekend away, they need this respite service, they need all the help and support they can get. Because you know how sometimes you're like, oh, they are your family members, so you don't have any option but to love them. But, I mean, they are human beings as well, you know. You know,
yeah, it's perceptive of you to appreciate the carer as a person separate from their caring role. But unfortunately, most family carers don't really get enough help. The amount of help they're getting is really only a drop in the ocean, really, when you're 24-hour caring.
I know.
You know, it's a very challenging position for them to be in. As I say, they find it very difficult to complain because they're so busy fighting for services for the person they care for. They really don't have the energy to fight for services for themselves.
Okay. So now I know your time today with me is you have another appointment. So I think I found the Smithfield address. It's Smithfield Business Center, the Distillers Building, New Church Street, Smithfield. And the number is 01894-3174. Then email mfisimon@familycarers.ie. So just one last question for you today. Just tell me, because this kind of caught my attention, is called the Third Family Carers Score Card. So what's that all about?
That is a membership. And if you join as a member of Family Carers Ireland, then it's €20 a year, then you get a unique benefits card. And there's reductions in different things, like you can apply to there's membership of Healthway Pharmacy, they're over in Dundrum, and they get discounted prescription medication, and this is substantial discounts.
Okay.
There's Dublin Zoo give an offer, there's different hotels give discount deals, some medical products can get a discount as well. You can get some of the, say, cinemas. There's a discount on the respite break there, for example. As I said, it's €229 to go to this weekend away in Killarney, but only €179 for members of the association with the card.
Okay.
You can get a mobile phone offer with three. So there's different... There are advantages to it.
Okay. And if anybody would like more information, they can go to your website, which is...
Yes. Familycarers.ie, okay. www.familycarers.ie.
And they can always reach you on phone on 086-3890-6200 for Mulhadat, and then for you personally, 086-021-3798.
That's it. That's perfect. Ogo, yes.
Thank you so much, Jacqueline.
Not at all. And thank you very much for inviting me on your program this morning.
All right, then. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye, Ogo.